From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. corn production is huge. That's no secret, but imagine if it was all brought together. The crop would cover an estimated 83.1 million acres or an area the size of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. combined. Breaking down acreage by use, the land devoted to producing corn for ethanol would be the size of New York, animal feed would fill Pennsylvania and Delaware, sweetener production of glucose, dextrose, and high fructose corn syrup would cover New Jersey. Meaningful tax cuts without the certainty of expensing and estate planning that many farm groups were hoping for. That's the reality of the sweeping tax bill Congress passed last week before President Trump signed it into law. As reported in AgriPulse, the bill lowers the tax rate and creates a new 20% deduction on pass-through business income that could lower the farmer's effective tax rate, which currently averages about 15%. The bill nearly doubles the standard deduction for a couple to $24,000. The European Commission has issued formal objections to Bayer's planned $66 billion takeover of Monsanto, signaling the deal may be blocked unless the German company makes more significant concessions. The objections from Brussels represent a stark ultimatum for the agrochemical giant, which has spent the last 12 months trying to bring the EU regulators around on the politically charged mega merger. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.